What does it mean to cross a boundary? What are boundaries? My mother, Tylene Lane, a now 38-year-old woman, would tell us her experience with boundaries and crossing them.
Was your mom okay with Roderick Sr.?
Roderick Sr. meaning Roderick Jr., my son's father?
Yes.
Yes, she was okay with him.
How did you notice? Was this like your boyfriend before?
Boyfriend before?
Before you had Roderick.
Yes. Yes. We had been together 2 years prior to me having Roderick.
Okay. Did you plan to have my brother Roderick, or was it like unexpected?
It was very unexpected.
Who was the first person you told and why?
I actually did not have an opportunity to tell anyone because I fainted out in public, and my mother was called and they came and got me, and my mom made me a doctor's appointment. I went to the doctor's, and that's how I found out.
A doctor's appointment for what? Was she expecting you were sick or something?
She had already suspected that I was pregnant. She just said she was waiting for me to tell her, but I don't know how that is because I didn't know myself.
So how did she react when y'all first had this conversation? Because you said she already knew, but how did she react when you actually came out and told her?
When I confirmed it, she was upset, understandably. She was upset.
Like more disappointed, or?
Yeah, she was more disappointed, and because I used to always talk about all the goals that I had in life, and she thought that by having a baby, it was slow to process.
How were you reacting when you told your mom and when you found out?
I was scared to death. I was very, very scared to tell my mom. But it's not like it was something that I could hide, so I had to tell her. Mm-hmm.
Thinking back on everything, how do you think your mom felt about it?
I think she was just really disappointed.
How did the naysayers affect your mindset and what you wanted to do with your life now after you had Roderick?
I allowed them to be my motivators. Everyone who had negative things to say, and they had negative things to say, I used that as a form of motivation to do more and to prove them wrong.
What made you want to do something with your life after having a child, when the easiest thing to do as a teen mother was to just give up, especially with no support from you? The father after Roderick was three.
Responsibility. I felt like, you know, I brought this child into the world, so it was my responsibility to take care of him and to show him a better way.
Looking back on everything, how does it make you feel, like, accomplished in life? Like, what?
It makes me feel proud. And not even just proud of being, you know, a teenage mom, because I don't know if I will wear that as a badge of honor, but it makes me proud to know from which I came, from being 15 years old, having a boy child, to where I am now and graduating with my master's degree, and that same child that I had also graduating with a bachelor's degree.
So, you tell me the story from when you found out about Roderick to like your school years prior to having him. Like, how did your education career go having a child? After having him.
So, again, I had him when I was in the ninth grade of high school. And for the first
That's when you had him, or that's when you got pregnant with him?
No, I got pregnant with him actually in middle school, eighth grade middle school. And I had him in my ninth grade year of high school. And for the first 3 years, his dad was present and helping with him. And then at that point, and he watched him while I went to school. And then when him and I split up, he split up with both of us. So he was no longer really in the picture. My mom did the honorable thing, and she quit her job and she stayed home and watched him so that I could go to school. But prior to me having him, it was tough because, you know, as a pregnant woman, I used to be sickly. So my mom still pushed me. You're going to go to school, and your report card better show that you were in school. And she would give me a brown paper bag and say, handle what you need to handle, but go to school. So that right there also was a motivator, because I felt like, you know, if my mom could quit her job and have that much faith in me, then I had to do something to show her my appreciation. And I did that by going to school and graduating with honors. And then going forward, it was, okay, now I've graduated and I have this young boy child, and I still have to show him the right way. So I enrolled in college and I went to school. And it's funny because growing up, he always used to say, oh, I hate school. When I graduate from high school, I'm never going to ever go to school again. And, you know, it was sad to me, but I still continued to go to school and showed him the right way. And it worked out for the best, because when I graduated from college, his gift to me was telling me that he was going to college. And he did it, and he graduated. So that was the best thing ever for me. I felt like all my hard work paid off.
How exactly did the men, like the father figures in your life, feel about this? Like your stepdad and your actual dad?
About me having a teenage mom?
And having Roger?
They were not happy at all. They were not happy at all. They were actually like really advocating for me not to have Roger. But the final decision lied with me and Roger's dad and my mom. That was really all that I was worried about, my mom's opinion.
Well, how exactly did they show their they were displeased?
Well, my mom had went on a trip for a week to the Bahamas, and while she was gone, the two of them devised this plan to stop me from having Roger. But I went and stayed over at our aunt's house for the week that my mom was gone. And so their plan was for me. It just didn't happen. And when my mom came back, I told her what was going on. I don't know what conversation she had with them, but after the conversation she had with them, everybody was okay with this, and she was okay with it.
Did your relationship between you and your stepdad change to having Roderick and after their whole plan thing with your actual dad?
Well, I can't say that our relationship changed. I was upset with him, but I can't say that our relationship changed, because once I actually started showing being pregnant, he was more supportive. And then once Roger got here, he was just excellent. But as far as my dad, my real dad, he actually disowned me the full time I was pregnant with Roger, and for the first 4 years of Roger's life. I don't think he came back into my life until Roger was about 5 or 6 years old. And that was actually planned by one of his sisters, unbeknownst to me.
So it wasn't his idea to try to come back into your life and come into Roger's life? It was like something that somebody else put together?
Yes. We were kind of like set up, yes.
How exactly did this setup happen?
Well, my aunt had a party, and she invited Roger and I to the party. And she actually came and got me, and we went to the party, but I didn't know my dad was going to be there. Just like my dad didn't know that I was going to be here or Roger was going to be there. And once we were there, he came in, and he had never saw Roger before. So when he came in, he started asking, well, who's this little boy? And someone said, that's your grandson. And he started talking to Roger, and then him and I talked, and after that, you know, we were fine. And then I found out that I had a younger brother who was 1 year older than Roderick. And Roderick and him formed a relationship, which caused my dad to form a relationship with Roderick as well. So then those two were kind of like up under his wing.
How do you think this crossed the boundary from going into a child's place to an adult's place?
For me, I don't think I really crossed the boundary, because I had him so long. I'm so young. I don't think I crossed the boundary until he was about 5 or 6 years old and I moved out of my mom and dad's stepdad's house. Because prior to that, I still considered myself being taken care of by my mom and my stepdad. But once I moved out on my own and it was just him and I, things changed, because I had no choice but to be responsible for everything. And I was working and I was going to school at the same time.
You were going to high school?
No, I was actually in college at that time.
While you were in high school, when you had Roderick, were you going to school?
Of course, every day. I went to school every single day because at that point, going to school was more about trying to make my mom proud. So when I went to school, I got really good grades. When I graduated from high school, I graduated third in my class with honors, received all kinds of awards and scholarships. I actually received a scholarship to go away to college, which I declined because I had Roderick. And that definitely shows me crossing a boundary from being a child into being an adult because I knew where my responsibilities lied.
Did you also have a job?
I did. I worked full time and I went to school part time.
That's why you were in high school with Roderick?
Say that again.
That was why you were in high school with Roderick. You had a job.
Well, when I was in high school and I had Roderick, I had a little part time job, yes.
And that's how you paid for like his diapers and stuff and wipes, or what did your mom?
My mom and my stepdad helped me. Which is why I said I still was like underneath their wing in a sense, because they didn't help me buy clothes for him and, you know, feed him and pampers, all of that stuff. Yes, I was still in high school.
Well, thank you, Mom, for your time.
No problem.
This is my mom's story. And sometimes people cross boundaries for enjoyment and sometimes for survival. My mom did it for her want for more in life and for the approval of her mother. Thank you for listening to my podcast.